The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. So I went out to Podfriend. That's a new free app. You can find it at podfriend.com and said, find me a random podcast. And it spit out Black Girls Talk Sports. As you might imagine, that is a sports show. And their description from our good friends in Apple Podcasts is Black Girls Talk Sports, hosted by Rakea Gibson, is a podcast where women of color discuss all things sports, including but not limited to amateur and professional football, basketball, and baseball. Their website is, you guessed it, blackgirlstalksports.com. We're going to listen to the episode titled Lakers Win 17th NBA Championship, and it goes a little something like this. Sports music, yeah! And the voiceover.
Welcome to Black Girls Talk Sports, a podcast where women of color discuss all things sports.
All right.
Here are your hosts, Rakea and Angela.
Hey, everybody, it's Rakea. Hey, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
All right, all everybody's right. Good.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it has been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
I think so.
It's been crazy. I almost forgot about that. It has been a few weeks.
So crazy.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. And Angela.
Be back.
Thank what? You. Guess what?
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 That's what?
This is our 199 episode.
Well, that's amazing.
Yay!
Wow. I want that as a sound
time
clip.
Flies when you're having fun, right? I think so.
All right.
And yet again, this podcast is sponsored by Cuisine Newer Magazine.
Thank you so much.
Cuisine Newer Magazine. Now, if you want to support us and become a patron, we're on Patreon, Black Girls Talk Sports. I leave the link in the show notes, but it's Patreon.com/Black Girls Talk Sports.
And
we have different
when I go to your
levels
website
where you can give.
There's
and get some
no button.
Be cool porks. Some pretty good.
All right.
You're not going to get any pork.
We're a minute and a half.
You
in.
Will get some perks.
That's hilarious.
So there. And if you've been with us for the last almost 4 years, we thank you.
You do have a support button. I see that.
You know, if you anytime you want to support, you can always share it with your friends. Check us out on Patreon, our Facebook page, which is women only.
That's not fair, but I guess it is Black Girls.
Okay. A message, a review, a rating. We appreciate it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the show.
Right. Yeah, thanks to the Patreons who've been holding us down since year one. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We love you. We love you.
Yeah.
And they already know how much we love them because we contact them every month with some good information.
It's been almost 4 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Doesn't feel like it.
I know. We've been having a good time. And so.
All right.
Let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's do that. We are at 3 minutes.
NBA. Woo-hoo. It's over. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers, NBA champions.
Congrats.
Yes. Won it in six games against the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And
I felt like they should have won it in five. I mean, four. Sorry.
Yeah. Sometimes you always feel that way. You know, once it gets down to the end, you're just like, can't y'all finish this?
Right. It's like, I did watch the game and we were talking about, are these games rigged?
Sometimes
it always
wonder.
Seems like that, you know, but anyway, the Lakers won. I knew they would take it.
Yes. They beat the Houston Rockets.
No.
Wait, I was not done with the transition.
Oh.
They beat the Houston Rockets to go to.
Okay.
To go to the finals.
Okay.
Okay. So.
And who did they beat in the finals?
And they beat Miami Heat.
Thank you.
Okay. Just so we're clear. Just so we're clear.
I wasn't going to be okay until we cleared that up right
yes,
there.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, 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 yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, your transition was quick. So I had to make sure, you know, I was a little slow there. But Angela, I want to remind you.
I already know. Go ahead.
The last time we talked about the NBA was August 24th.
Huh?
So if you listen to the episode or you want to listen to the episode, just go back and check us out.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
what you want to know. What are we revisiting?
Okay, but a couple of things. So okay. I had to re-listen to see what we said about it because it had been so long ago.
I remember.
But before
as soon as you said that, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm glad you bring it up. What are you going to say?
Can I
let
start?
Me let you get it out. Sorry.
Can I start first? Can I start by saying?
Course. Yes.
First of all, people, I'm going to talk to y'all. We ain't talking to Angela right now.
Okay.
This is what I want to say.
Okay.
All right. This is where the middle-aged white guy puts his foot in his mouth. Hopefully not. But here's, yeah, the intro, you spent an okay amount of time. You know, episode 199 is cool. Realize that there are people coming in like me that when you say I took a couple weeks off, that doesn't make any sense to me because I just found you. So that's where stuff like that I would put at the end. Like, hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I know it's been a couple weeks since we've been here. There you go. Put that stuff at the end. Not a great first impression, and it stops you from getting to the meat and potatoes earlier. Also, when you talk about your sponsor, you didn't give the sponsor's website. I would definitely add that in the future. But this is where I'm going to say something and pray I don't sound like a racist pig. But right now, I sound like a white dude in Ohio. True, I have a certain dial. I say things like interesting instead of interesting. I have certain ways that I talk. And so at the end there, you heard her say, all right, I'm going to talk. I'm not talking to Rebecca. I'm talking y'all. Okay, that sounds really weird coming out of a middle-aged white dude. True, right? I'm not, okay, we okay with that? We're just talking facts. All right, now, like, it sounds weird when I say that is so dope, right? Certain phrases are used by certain groups. Are we okay? I'm so nervous right now. You wouldn't believe it. So here's the thing. If you and your group, are we okay? Have a certain vernacular. Ooh, there's a 50 cent word. That when you hear other people that sound like you, I would think you would feel more comfortable. Like, I'm around my peeps. And so as much as I kind of personally, I don't get sports talk. I just don't. I don't. It's because it's you talking about, in many cases, billionaires. And your talk has no effect on them. And you try to predict the future, which you can't. And at the end, you talk about a game that you had no control over and how it either made you happy or disappointed, or you talk about the game. To me, I don't get sports talk. I listen to it. It's kind of interesting. But for the most part, I already have my own thoughts about the game. I don't really need yours unless you deliver it in a fun and entertaining way. But I could see where if I was a black girl that liked sports, I would like the fact that these people sounded like me, in theory. Again, hoping, praying that's not, you know, because anytime you get around race, man, I get super nervous because somebody's going to say that there's another middle-aged KKK. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying in the same way that, you know, if it was a British show on talking sports and they all started and you'd sound like this too, which I don't have, it's a horrible English accent, right? But all of a sudden you turned it on and you're like, oh, because I know when I listen to shows from Scotland, I at times have to slow down because there's an accent there and I have to focus a little more to understand what they're saying. So consequently, though, if I was Scottish and I turn it on, I'm like, hey, these blokes sound like me. So I could see where this would have, because part of me goes, what does being black have to do with talking sports? Talking sports is talking sports. But I kind of get this now that there is, you know, a way of comfort level, maybe. Does that make any sense? So I could see where this would connect with people because you go, oh, these are my peeps. And for that, I think they do a good job. I would get to the meat and potatoes. Your audio sounded great. You had the cool, high-energy sports music. You did a great job of explaining what the show is and what's on today's episode. So I say keep doing what you're doing. Your website, by the way, looks great. It's super clean. If I'm looking for Patreon, and normally I don't do this kind of stuff. This is the stuff we do on the podcast rodeo show. But if I was looking for Patreon on your website, I'm looking for a button that says Patreon, and it's under the button support. So that would be my only thing. And that's the kind of stuff we do on the podcast review show. And if you want to be on the podcast review show, it's super easy. Podcastreviewshow.com/reviewme. That's the show where we go over not just the beginning, but the middle, the end, your website, the flow. It's myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. And we also bring you on the show so you can ask questions. It's like two consultants for the price of one. You can find that at podcastreviewshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.